Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Mary Jo Carson has been contacted by Third Coast Biofuels, a Wisconsin-based company, which says the city has everything that's needed for an ethanol plant.
Third Coast has identified a number of sites, and we are one of them, that has rail service, highway infrastructure, corn availability, electric power, all the important things you need, natural gas.
Carson says the $70 million plant would produce 100 million gallons of ethanol a year and provide both good-paying jobs and a market for local corn growers. She says that's welcome news in a city that's been hit hard by downturns in the paper industry and the volatile cranberry market. The plant would occupy 40 acres on the city's east side, and Carson thinks the environmental impact on nearby homes will be minimal.
We have been told that the odor is the odor of bread baking. So from an environmental standpoint, they are very, very friendly to their neighbors and don't seem to bother anybody very much.
Carson says local support for the project is critical, and the initial response from the business community has been positive. If no local opposition develops and there are no regulatory glitches, the new ethanol plant could be up and running in Wisconsin Rapids in 2 years. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.